Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you to Daryl Weber and to Dr. Jim Sadler. We talked very briefly about the, you know, crime and punishment here in America, and just these events become the events of the past few days, the events of the past month, the events of the past couple of years. All of these things come colliding together, and you'd swear that you're living in the worst country in the world, and then you realize, well, it's America is a place where all of these things happen. I think because it is America, because people take whatever life they've been handed by the Almighty or whoever you think handed us life, and they just run with it. You know, we have the opportunity to run as far as we can with it, and sometimes people are running with their lives, and they should be, like, not even allowed out of the starting blocks, you know? It's like running with scissors, you know, that...
Yeah, what, that was a book or something.
That's the thing we were told when we were kids. Don't ever run with scissors. Don't ever run with a pair of scissors.
Why?
Well, because if you fall, you're going to stab yourself. If you fall, you could stab somebody else. As a matter of fact, running with scissors and the prohibition, the long-held prohibition by parents and admonition by parents telling their kids not to run with scissors, has its basis in actual fact in many homes. But there was a famous one. When I was a kid, when I was following the Dodgers in the 70s, they had a pitcher, and I think it was Doug Rau. It might have been somebody else, but he walked and walked with a very noticeable, very strange gait. It wasn't a limp so much as you could tell there was a muscle that was not reacting properly. And so when you saw Doug Rau, and he was a hell of a pitcher, he was a major league pitcher, and he was a World Series pitcher, and helped the Dodgers to the National League pennant that year. But when he walked, you could tell there was something wrong, almost as if there was something wrong with his knee joint. And it turned out that as a kid, and they told the story, he was running with a pair of scissors.
What, it stabbed him in the leg?
Yeah, he fell, and the scissors went right into his leg, and there you went. So, yeah, that whole running with scissors. And I tell you, it sunk in with me as a kid. I didn't even have to see anybody get stabbed with scissors. My parents would say, don't run with a pair of scissors. My imagination took over. I could see him probably myself getting impaled on a pair of scissors. But the reason why I'm bringing that whole thing up is because that's how some people approach life. People just run right into life, man. And they may have a screw loose, or they may have something else wrong with them, and they're just dashing right out into the world. And then the first thing that they do, before anything else, is they're winding up hurting people, and we got to deal with them. All right, Margaret Gray is with us for a series of these Olympic reports that she's been doing for us. Margaret at home in Santa Monica, and thus far, Margaret, what do you think?
I think, Phil, thus far it's been an exciting Olympics. I think we've seen the American team do as well as can be expected. We've seen the Chinese obviously outperforming our American team. We've seen the British doing quite a job at present, pacing third, I think, in the Olympic medal count. But the story of these Olympics, no question, Phil, has been the gymnastics. And here again is this ongoing story of the Summer Games having to do with gymnastics. You know, I'm very distracted and I'm very sorry, Phil, but the show that you were talking about, the Ghosts of El Segundo, is on, and I just want to tell Frank to make sure you take that.
Okay, now I've had a lot of people... You know,
No, I've heard a lot of people being distracted, Phil, and that's not what I'm doing. I just want to let my husband know, make sure that you are VCR, what is it called, Phil?
What? TiVo?
Frank, TiVo it, Frank. TiVo it, Frank. No.
Margaret, I've been listening to people being distracted here. I don't want to hear it again. Can we get your report?
I'm going to give you the report, Phil. I just wanted Frank to TiVo. TiVo what? All right.
Yes, the Ghosts of El Segundo show that you want to watch. Yes.
All right. Now, you see that? That's the black and white.
Okay, Margaret.
I'm sorry. So, the Olympics, Phil, for my way of thinking, have been... I think they've been impressive. I think that we have had great performances all the way around. But I think the American story, again, is the gymnastic story. Do I appreciate that? No, I don't. Do I necessarily like that? No, I don't. Do I have a problem with Gabby Douglas? No, I do not. But I do have a problem with the continual harangue of gymnastics, the continual trumpeting of this particular sport above all others, and why we cannot have, for instance, the women equestrians, the women archers, the women on the firing range, the women, even the women running track, even the women's marathon. Why we can't have that be an ongoing story in these Olympics, I just don't know.
Well, Margaret Gray on the line with us, by the way, talking about the Olympics. Is it not because the gymnastics is, and gymnastics is still going right now, you know?
Well, that's another complaint that I have. You would think that gymnastics would be over with by now, but they stretch it out over and over and over and over again, and my God, I think it is absolutely unkind and unfair to the other events.
Well, all right, so but so there you go. I mean, we're forced to cover the Olympics because here we are now into week two, and we're still dealing with the Olympics. I mean, not the Olympics. We're still dealing with the...
Wait, you're talking about gymnastics.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're still dealing with gymnastics. And
see, you're watching the Ghosts of El Segundo, too, aren't you?
No, I am not watching the Ghosts of El Segundo. No, I'm not. I misspoke.
Well, neither am I. Neither am I. So...
All right, then we've already mentioned it now five times. So going back to your original point that the gymnastics have been overamped on the NBC coverage, on perhaps the coverage by all television networks all over the world, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is to simply make a decision. No, we're not going to fall all over ourselves making a bunch of people who have a very, very heavy lobby in the United States. The gymnastics lobby, the gymnastics parents, the gymnastics federation, all things gymnastics in the United States has enormous power, unbelievable power, and the money that is put into gymnastics. And the people that are the gymnastics, the shining lights, the Mary Lou Rettons, of course, we know them. We know names like that, the Peggy Flemings, the...
Peggy Fleming was a figure skater.
No, Peggy Fleming was a gymnast, I'm pretty sure.
All right, I thought she was a figure skater, but go ahead.
Yeah, but Donna maybe Donna DeVerona, I know, is a swimmer. But the Peggy Flemings and people like this, the power that they have is ungodly, and I think it needs to be stopped because every single, all of the Olympics, every 4 years, gymnastics. I'm looking at the floor exercises now. Gymnastics. How long will it go on? When will it end? And when will these other sports, and to be perfectly honest with you, sports that I think are a little bit more feminine, when are we going to...
I can't think of a sport that's more feminine than gymnastics.
Really? Then how come guys do it? Are you kidding?
The way that the women perform gymnastics, they do it in it's a very feminine style.
What is... I don't understand.
Well, certainly the floor exercises are a lot... There is a difference, I think, in the presentation of women in gymnastics. I'm looking at this young lady right now doing a dance step.
And that's something else. They're dancing, they're leaping. No one understands it. I'm tired of the stranglehold that the gymnastics cabal and combine has on American athletics. That is my only problem. The rest of the gymnastics, the rest of the Olympics, I should say, I would have liked to have seen a lot more about the running. Would you turn that down, Frank, please, in the name of God?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What the hell got into you?
I can't hear a thing. He's got, Phil, he's got this Ghosts of El Segundo on.
Enough with the Ghosts of El Segundo, okay?
You're the one that was talking about it.
I understand I was talking about it. I know that. I don't need to talk about it right now. I was talking about it during the pre-show.
No, you weren't. You were talking about it. Well, I thought you were talking about it during the show.
No, I was not. I was talking about it maybe in a commercial break.
Well, I was looking at my BSP.
All right, you were watching the... All right, so, the gymnastics. That actually was a Russian girl that was there.
Well, you said she was an American.
No, I don't. Well, okay, if I did, I misspoke. She reminded me.
Well, there's one girl on the American team that is Russian by extraction. Extraction. I think she's Russian by descent or extraction. You know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah, she's got Russian ancestry.
Yeah, I think, and her name is a little confusing. The name is Alexandra. So I think there's... And the other thing about the gymnastics, it is an open invitation for these Russians and for these other ones to, you know, obviously humiliate our girls with some of their... They're very good. These Russians and these others, what they do in training and how they put their girls through these kinds of exercises, and I don't think any American girl can stand up to these Russians. And now we're looking at this blonde girl. I've got money that says she's a. I bet you anything she's a Pole.
And you can say she's Polish.
I didn't know it was acceptable. Is that all right to say that?
To say what?
Can you say Pole?
Polish, I think, is the term.
All right, fine. I was wondering if she was Polish, but I wanted to use the more colloquial. I wanted to say Pole or Pola.
No, we're not going to say that word at all. We're going to say Polish. That's what the young lady is.
I don't need to be spoken to like that.
Fine. And by the way, she's Romanian.
Well, all right, she's Romanian, but you get the point, right?
And no, I don't. I get the in other words, Eastern European.
I'm saying the Slavs are much more limber, much more flexible, are much, much more, they throw their bodies. Phil, it's not without reason that the Russians lost millions in World War I. They throw themselves into danger. They throw themselves into danger.
And so that's why Slavic nations are good at the floor exercises and gymnastics, because they just, you know.
Yeah, they throw themselves into it. Whether they get a broken neck or not, it doesn't matter a damn.
I agree with that, Phil.
All right, we'll be back with Margaret Gray. Some pretty ridiculous comments when we come back. 877, the Slavic people throw themselves into gymnastics like they did in World War I in front of machine guns because they don't care what happens. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The challenge of the Russians.
All right, we're back here with Margaret Gray, 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking with Margaret about we're talking about the gymnastics, and we're talking here about the relative strength of the United States when it comes to especially the Russians and the Romanians, but you're not a real big fan of the Russians and the Romanians and the coverage of the gymnastics anyway.
I have not been a fan of the coverage of the gymnastics because I think it's overdone, and I thought that we were sure in this particular competition we were going to really get hammered. But Alexander Rashman has overcome the challenge by the Russian and by the Romanian, and I thought that it was... I think it's very unusual because these Eastern Europeans, Phil, are absolutely ruthless when it comes to this sport. It is the Slavic blood, and again, we go back to World War I, as you were mentioning. The Russian soldier throwing himself in front of a machine gun until they were piled as high as 10, 12 feet. Well, they approach gymnastics the same way. A broken neck, a broken back, who cares as long as they win a gold medal? America isn't like that, and our way of doing things has prevailed.
Well, I don't know that anything you just said is true.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know that anything you just said is true, that Russians feel so little or Eastern Europeans feel so little for their athletes that they just throw them into these competitions and a broken neck or a broken back be damned. Here is Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. I would just like to ask your guest what are her qualifications for being a sports commentator?
What are my qualifications? Well, I'm a journalist of some 30 years. I've worked internationally as well as nationally. I have covered war zones. I have covered the Hollywood scene. I've covered the domestic as well as international political scene. When you're covering the Olympics, it really isn't so much a sporting event as it is an international political cultural event. And that's why... I think that in 1972, when the Munich Games took place, thank God we had seasoned reporters on hand to actually report what happened during that very tragic Olympics, because if all you had were sports reporters, we would have been, as the kids say, S-O-L. And you know what that stands for, right?
S-O-L, no.
It stands for blank out of luck.
Okay, we got that.
Well, I would like to also ask the guest...
S-word, S-S-H...
We know what the word is.
I would like to also ask the guest, since she mentioned the 1972
I hope you.
Games.
I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. The gentleman's asking another question. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes.
Right.
I would like to mention, since she talked about the 1972 games, don't you feel that the Jewish athletes, or the Israeli athletes, should have been honored this time, 40-year anniversary?
Should have been honored by what? By being shot?
No. What Bob Costas, they should have acknowledged.
Oh, that's the... You know something? Why bring that up?
Why bring up the fact that 40 years ago, these men, these athletes, were murdered by terrorists, and that we would remember the memory of these men?
Aren't we trying to move past that? I tell you what. Why don't we have a commemoration of the Atlanta bombing? Do you want to do that? I don't think so.
Maybe at a 20 or 30 or 40-year anniversary, maybe that would be appropriate.
Well, I don't know.
I agree with the gentleman.
Yeah, well, that's a big shock, Phil. You usually take a stand against me.
No, I agree with the gentleman from the standpoint that the spirit of the Olympics overcomes no matter what. It overcomes terrorism. It overcomes murder. It overcomes people who want to tear it down. It has survived and flourishes.
I think it is very distasteful. I agree that it was a tragic event. But are we all supposed to be hanging, looking, you know... I don't understand the hangdog thing. You want everybody to go into the Olympics with the hangdog look? My question is for the gentleman. The gentleman, is the gentleman there? Is
yes,
the gentleman
I'm on
there?
The line. I'm on right. the line. I'm sorry. My question is,
do you want to go into every Olympic Games with the hangdog look and with the blues, giving everybody the blues?
The blues?
The hangdog look?
No, yeah, I don't think that... I think what that is just giving appropriate respect to a particular group of people that suffered 40 years ago.
Well, I can't comment, because if I do, it'll all come out sounding anti-Semitic. And
why?
Well, because if I say no, then people will think that I'm some kind of a Nazi. If I say yes, then they'll think I'm a Zionist.
Nobody thinks that. I don't think this gentleman is either one. I think this gentleman is saying what he's saying. I don't think he's a Zionist. He's a man who believes in the spirit of the Olympics.
How do you know? You haven't talked to him.
Margaret, your opinion has been recorded. You think that it would give everybody the blues. Thank you, Anthony, very much.
Well, you're not going to make... No. You don't get to make me look like a horse's ass. And this man gets to be the... And look at, he can't even dial a phone.
This gentleman brought up a very good point, and I'm glad that he called. Thank you very much, Anthony, for your call. 877-876-7445.
So I get to look like the horse's ass, and he goes away being a hero.
No, he brought up a good point. Your opinion has been recorded. You don't think we should be talking about the murder of those Israeli athletes because it would give everybody the blues and we'd have the big hangdog look.
I'm saying if I can complete a sentence, okay?
Okay.
Why go into the Olympics with the big boo-hoo look on your face, singing the blues, playing a harmonica on the last mile... And
what does that mean, playing a harmonica on the last mile?
I don't want the Olympics to be like we're walking down the Green Mile and there's a guy playing a harmonica and we're going off to ride the lightning. God!
What the hell are you talking about? You know...
God, that's very disrespectful.
What are you talking about? We're talking about the Olympics, and because we honor the athletes that died in 1972... You find that to be something that is just a bummer.
Absolutely a bummer when it comes to the joyful and carefree nature. Look at how carefree these young people are tonight on the Olympics, doing the floor dance or the floor, however, whatever they call it, I don't know. And I really don't give a damn, okay? The Romanians, they thought they were all that and a bag of pork rinds. Guess what? The U.S. stuck it right up there.
Just take the phone. Yeah, he's all in a heap, Phil.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm better than Custer. Look, he's nuts. I think what Margaret's saying is this, and please don't take wrong what he said. I think Margaret understands something, young man, that I'm Jewish, okay? And I think Margaret's protecting me and her.
And her?
Yeah, Jason J. Delmonico, our son.
Oh, okay.
That's all because he's half Jewish, and I think that when you bring up the Munich, you know, it just it's a drag. So I think that's what happened to him, and he was trying to protect our son, her. What's so funny?
Nothing. We'll be right back. Phil Henry. Frank has gender confusion for those of you who are new to the show. And
yeah, for those of you that are new to the show, this guy, Phil Henry, is supposed to be good.
Phil Henry.
I don't know. That's somebody else's opinion.
Thanks.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
And because of what was said, too.
All right, that's fine.
But it just sounds to me, and I know you're back on the air.
We are back on the air. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about the Olympics up to this point. Your feeling is that too much gymnastics coverage, not enough coverage of these other events, although the U.S. Tonight has done very well with Allie Raisman winning, I think, the floor exercise.
But my point, Phil, about you and Dan is a very... He sounds like a reasonable man, and when you were talking to him about his parents, it sounded to me like the reason why he's a reasonable man is he was raised by reasonable people. You, on the other hand, you're very angry, and you just said your father was a violent type. And that,
yeah, but what does that got to do with what we're talking about right now?
I think it's very telling, and I think it's something you should share. Share.
Maybe I will at a different date and time and place, but not right now. If you don't mind.
No, I'm not trying to control your program. I thought it would be interesting.
That's fine, but we're not talking about that right now. 877-876-7445. All right, let's go to a phone call here on the line with Margaret Gray, and here is Shane. Shane, go ahead. You're on the air on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, actually, I was surprised with some of the statements that Margaret made. I've heard several people call on your show tonight, but not a lot of substance. And the fact that Margaret, who is supposed to be a writer or a journalist, would make a statement that Europeans are more flexible, that makes no sense whatsoever.
I said Eastern European. And the reason why I said that is because of the propensity, the historical and I would say genetic propensity of Eastern Europeans and the Slavic people to throw themselves into... It's very, very common knowledge that the Russian, for instance, suffered much better in warfare than, let's say, his Western European counterpart. The Russian could be, you could literally shoot a Russian right through the face, and he would keep right on charging a machine gun nest. Now then.
What has that got to do with gymnastics?
May I finish?
Yeah, but what is it?
May I finish?
Go ahead.
So let's apply that to athletics. They have a much higher degree of being able to suffer through the long hours of training, the very harsh winters.
I find that offensive because now you're making a stab at our American Americans that make sacrifices for years and years. You mean to tell me that Michael Phelps didn't make sacrifices for 20 years, spending 8 hours in the pool every day?
I don't think I said anything about Michael Phelps not doing what he did.
And you also said the Russians, and actually the Chinese are the ones that are leading us
Well, that's another story entirely. The Chinese are people who are used to centuries of very harsh conditions. And also you have to remember that, and I know this isn't popular to say, Shane, but
Americans are used to harsh conditions as well, establishing this country.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just saying that up to this point, and I just saw tonight, and maybe you didn't hear me, Shane, the young American lady did prevail in the floor exercise against all odds. I never would have thought it in a million years.
All right, now why wouldn't you think it in a million years? This gentleman made the point. Our athletes train. This young lady just won. So what's the...
I wouldn't have thought it.
Why?
Because the Russians. What do you mean, why?
What is it with the Russians?
Do you understand what you're dealing with a Russian? Someone that can walk in blizzard conditions to train. They can walk 20 miles before they even get to the gym. In bare feet. And still, excuse my language.
They're not walking in bare feet. They're not walking in bare feet. They're training.
But Americans
could too. Americans can too when they settled the West.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever heard of the cart movement where they pushed hand carts for all the way to Montana through the wintertime?
Cart movement. What are you talking? I don't know any such thing. But the gentleman's bringing up some history. Well,
that's our history.
The Montana history. But I can tell. Look,
that's you.
Do you deny?
That's history of the United States.
Do you deny that one of the most fearsome images that can come to mind is a million of these Cossack, you know what's coming at you with the bayonets out?
Are you gentlemen not?
Margaret, I think you've got I think you have an early 20th century vision of the Russian peasant. You're coming up with some czar era view.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about a modern country with modern training. And this gentleman's pointing out that every people, no matter who they are, if they've got a successful society, as we do, we've put in our dues.
Well, Phil, it's been years since we put in our dues. Years! The Russians are 5 minutes ahead. The Russians are 5 minutes out of Stalingrad. You remember that, don't you? The War of the Rats? They were eating human flesh not more than 60 years ago.
Oh, will you come on with this fairy tale stuff? I understand what happened. We're talking about teenage girls who are the product of the 90s. They're post-Cold War. They're post-Iron Curtain. These girls were brought up in a much freer society with American influence and so on and so forth. Are you telling me that these girls...
They are still the heirs. They are still the progeny of the czarist peasant and serf.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wow.
No.
Wow. I'm really amazed. What shocked me first was when the doctor... cried, but now the same thing.
That guy was something.
No, I can assure you that I'm not going to cry. I am simply trying to impress on you two gentlemen that there is a history going on over there in Cossack Russia, which is much deeper, much more violent, and much more of a test of the human condition than anything we've been through. And
you know, that kind of bullcrap, okay, that's fine. You know, the Japanese and the Germans thought the same thing about us. They thought we were soft. They went to war. They found out something else.
Oh, here we go again with that.
Oh, excuse me for bringing up history, okay? They thought we were soft. They thought we lived a soft life. They found out something else. Shane, anything else?
Oh, okay. So you get the last word?
No, Shane does. Anything else, sir?
Well, I'd like to hear her last statement before I make my last comment. Margaret?
What have we got going on here now? Meet the press. You know.
Go ahead and comment what I just said.
Go ahead and say, Phil, I thought you were a professional announcer.
Never mind how I stumble.
What did you say?
I said the Japanese and the Germans thought that we were soft. They thought we were a bourgeois people. They came into battle with their bonsai howl and their whole Heil Hitler, and they found out something different about Americans, that we were a hell of a lot tougher and a lot harder working than them.
I think relying on these World War II fairy tales...
Well, you were just bringing up Stalingrad and eating human flesh.
You know, both of you gentlemen, why don't you go down and have yourself a nice card game with the devil?
That's
an easy way out, just, Margaret.
Yeah. There you go. She hung up. But
yeah, she did.
I appreciate your call very much, Shane. Very good points and very good call, sir. Thank you very much. 877-876-7445. Why don't you guys go play cards with the devil? That's the oldest line.
Well, it's about play cards with Jim Morrison.
Yeah. What do you mean play cards with Jim Morrison?
If you're dead.
No. She was talking about playing cards. Is that her?
Yeah, hold on. Hello? But he's all pissed off. Well, you want to talk to her?
Yeah, let me talk to her. Okay, Margaret, I'm going to tell you this. If you hang up on me, and this is a rule that we've made on this show.
I'm here. I'm waiting for Daddy to lay down the law. Go ahead, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Are you a woman or are you a child now?
Well, you want to treat me like a child, so here I am, Daddy. Go ahead. Pass out the punishment.
Margaret, I'm simply saying if you're an adult woman, you hang up like that, telling me to go to the devil, and then you call back 5 minutes later.
I called back 2 minutes later, and I simply called back as soon as you got rid of that what's his name? I wasn't about to sit there and listen to him, blah, 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 blah.
All right, 87...
Well, aren't you going to say anything?
No, I'm not going to make any comment. 877-876-7445. We'll go to another phone call here. We have Ashley on the line. Hi, Ashley. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this whole situation.
It's.
Well, I don't understand what everyone's having a hard time with.
Because you're making some bizarre comments. Go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah, you kind of are, Margaret, and I can agree in certain aspects as far as the Russians, but I think you're making a really big generalization about the Eastern European culture. I'm surprised that you even have a job that you actually get paid for people to listen.
Let's just be clear now. Excuse me for saying this, Ashley. I don't mean anything, but you sound like you just woke up. Is that true?
No, I didn't. I'm actually wide awake. I can't believe.
All right. Wide awake. You sound like that.
Are you going to make a point by bashing the caller?
Well, that's what she's doing with me.
Because you've been making these statements.
No, I'm not bashing you, sweetheart. Listen, I'm trying to understand
sweetheart.
You.
So now it's sweetheart. So now you and I are almost, excuse me, are we lesbian? Because that's what...
No.
No,
you know, I want to hear...
You're going too far. First of all, I'm trying to reason with you, and I'm trying to hear your comments, but...
Well, what are you saying? I haven't heard you...
...childlike and very ignorant.
Like, I haven't heard you say anything yet.
You like to hear your own voice, and you don't like
to hear what
people have to say.
I'd like to hear what you have to say, but you haven't said anything. You said that I sound stupid.
No, I have said things, but you're not listening.
Say, all right, well, I'm going to let Ashley start all over again, and Margaret, I'd appreciate it if you would just be quiet.
I'm fine, but she's the one that started in with this lesbian talk.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Ashley.
First of all, USA is, I mean, I don't want to say anything that'll get the FCC involved, but we're kicking tail over there in London, and I don't understand why... What is our hard work that we're doing there is being demeaned by you. Like these, and you're making general comments about Eastern Europeans and how they've had to walk in the snow. Do you know them? Like, what information do you have to base?
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't have to know someone to know world history. That's ridiculous.
No, honey. Yeah, you know, honey, but you do, because you're making comments.
No, you do not. No. Do you know? And let me ask you a question. Do you know? Do you know any of the Magyar gypsies of the 14th century? No, you don't. But you read their history.
All I know is that we're in the London 2012 Olympics.
Oh, God,
Frank. Girls that worked hard for years to make it there, and you're demeaning them.
All right, Ashley, can I ask you a question? Ashley, this is going to go a long way for me. Can I ask you a question? This will go a long way for me to, and I don't mean any offense, but
you can ask me anything you want.
All right, let me ask you this question then. Are you a dog?
All right.
What?
Use a better word than that.
I whispered it. Are you a blonde?
Am I blonde?
Don't whisper the word. She wants to know if you're Polish.
I'm actually African American with red hair, if that's what you want to know. So keep on going.
So that means that you have one black parent and one Magyar gypsy parent. Wow.
No.
That's wild.
That's
no,
nuts.
I don't. Actually, well, I'm black. But, like I said...
Wait a second. What freckle-faced Cherokees were there?
You're trying not to come off as racist, but you really
are
racist.
There you go. Right there. Exactly. Thank you very much, Ashley, because I think that's what's going on here.
Oh, you do. I happen to be a liberal. I supported and voted for Barack Obama.
No, honey. It doesn't have anything to do with you being liberal.
Let me say something.
Don't use that statement. You're nowhere near liberal, first of all.
I asked you very politely if you were a Polak, and you said no.
What does it matter if I am or not?
Because how do you know about
you talking to me about the damn gymnastics? Come on.
Because you, how do you know about
no,
how flexible
you
slabs
feel,
are?
You want to feel like you're more important? Like, what are you? What race are you?
Exactly. What, Margaret, what race are you?
What?
What race
you
are you?
Mike, like
I'm a white woman. I'm a white.
No, no. What sex are you, Margaret? Are you, what sex are
I'm
you?
I'm a white. I'm a white woman. A white woman.
Are
and
white, like,
my
what,
ancestors.
Are you Anglo-Saxon? Are you Irish, German? You know, what are you?
I'll tell you. I am Norwegian, and that is Norwegian.
Norwegian.
And
Norwegian. Canadian. Did you say Norwegian? It's Norwegian.
I beg your pardon. No, I am Norwegian, meaning I am part Norwegian and part Canadian, if you'll let me finish.
There's no such thing as being part Norwegian and part Canadian.
Why not?
Because Canadians are New World like Americans, so we're all descendant either from European, from African, from some other continent, unless you're Native American. Are you Native American?
No, I'm not like our friend Ashley here, who is a freckle-faced Cherokee.
Boy. I am freckle-faced. All right. How did you know? Oh, my God. You know, are you
you know what? Let me tell you something. I would have, you know, I'd have to take a lot of LSD to come up with a freckle-faced Cherokee. I don't know where you came up with that one. You must have pulled that right out of your
mouth.
Okay.
Freckle-faced. Like, if I had a picture right now, you would see me red-haired, freckle-faced.
All right, and guess what?
So
that means you're
my
girl,
too. You know so much about race. You
I'll
know so
you
much about race.
Heard.
You know so much about world
but
history.
But you know Redskin.
You are so ignorant. Like, you know.
Is he Redskin?
Nowhere near.
My husband wants to know. My husband
like,
wants to know. Are you Redskin or not?
Let's knock it off with the Redskin
yes,
thing,
I
okay?
I am Redskin.
You're, okay, so you're Redskin. And there's
wrong
no
with
such
you.
Thing as.
All right.
Something is really
I've got to take a break.
Wrong with you.
No. I pointed out that the slab. You know, all I said was something complimentary. I said the slabs were flexible based upon their ability to rush a machine gun.
Bipolar medication. I have a good doctor for you. I can look him up.
You know, he who smelt it, dealt it. He who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah, you're
and what
right.
Does that mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that alone right there shows your ignorance. What degrees do you have?
She smelled something bad, and she's the one that let it go.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
This is not real. Is she a real person?
Yeah, are you real?
You know something? That's a wonderful technique to sort of turn it around on me. I asked you some questions that you wouldn't answer.
You're
blah, 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 blah.
You're
talking about being a Redskin. You're talking about being a Cherokee.
You're the one that came up on this show.
I got a break. I got a break. My engineer.
All
right. Thank you very much. I got a break.
Why would you take control of this, Mr. Henry?
I have control of it. Thank you very much, Ashley.
God.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
I have never in my life been dealt with in such a...
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
There, you feel better.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. On the line with me, Margaret Gray, as we continue talking Olympics here in the last few minutes. We've seen the American female, if we can get the Margaret's on the line from her home. We saw a win in the floor exercise, I believe, a gold medal in the floor exercise. We saw a silver medal in the high jump, and Margaret, I think we are still trailing the Chinese.
That's the fact, Phil, and this is what nobody wants to talk about tonight. The Chinese, the Russians, the Asiatics, the Slavs, the Chinese are beating us by four medals, and most of those are by three medals, I forget, but they've got more gold medals than we do. That's the only medal that counts. And what really almost sickens me is the fact that our country continually settles for these bronze medals as if that's, you know, something to be proud of.
I think if you're the athlete winning the bronze medal, it's probably something to be proud of.
Well, I think we've got to disabuse our young athletes of the notion that third place is something to run around and show everyone. It sickens me. It really does. To encourage young athletes to run around the neighborhood with their little bronze medal and go, oh, look what I won, third place. It makes me want to throw up. I don't know what else to say about it. Now, the Chinese are leading us, And this is to be expected. They are a communist society. They are a totalitarian Asiatic society. When the Soviet Union was communistic, they too would regularly beat our brains in the Olympics. But you give me an honest contest between two free societies, Phil, and America comes out on top every time. Look at what we're doing to the British. The British are very proud of what they're doing in the Olympics. Well, they're proud of it so long as they keep, you know, they avoid what the Americans are doing. Because if I were British and I saw how the Americans were bending us over in a jail cell, excuse my language, you know.
Yeah, excuse your language. You've got some very rough and very, very colloquially, I don't know, very, very distasteful ways of putting things. We've got a break for the hour. I appreciate your comments, Margaret.
Well, I'm glad that you brought me back on, Phil, so I could make my point without being hassled and harassed.
Yeah, except you were the one calling everybody the names.
I didn't call anybody a name, you big...
Yeah, thank you for dumping that, bud. We'll be right back with our news and information hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you, Margaret Gray.
Whatever.
Phil Hendry.